The ongoing mission of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is to give voice to our members. You're just seconds away from learning more about AgriParts, a family-owned company based in Italy and represented here in the United States by John Danielson. You'll hear more about why the Malone family decided to join NTPDA and what they hope to accomplish in the coming years.
They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have tuned in from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. Well, we have a new person with us today. This is John Danielson. John is the manufacturing representative for AgriParts. It's a company that's based in Italy. And we reached out to John because we like to talk about business no matter who is doing it and what it is. John, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are hanging out with us again today.
Great. Glad to be with you, Michael.
All right. So let's. You're based in Wisconsin. You're a manufacturer's rep for AgriParts, a company that's based in Italy. Tell us, what does a manufacturer's representative do? It should be self-explanatory, but maybe somebody would like to know.
Sure. I represent smaller-based companies in the manufacturer area of aftermarket parts for mostly agricultural equipment, some industrial equipment. Basically, I'm working with companies that are small family-run businesses that don't have a sales force out there, salaried people or commissioned people, and I work on commission. And I represent them in different market segments as well as territories kind of in the upper Midwest manufacturing sector.
And so you're running all over the place, I would imagine. Now it's we're trying to get past the pandemic, as you well know.
Yes.
Have you been out and about?
Yeah, I'm getting out more and more every week. I'm usually on the road now, maybe 2 days a week. Not every customer can see me currently. Some still have regulations as far as, you know, who they're seeing.
Sure.
Some bigger companies are only seeing their top tier of vendors. And, you know, some small family businesses, the doors are wide open and they're welcoming visitors and customers back into their businesses.
And when it comes to AgriParts, talk to us a little bit about that company. It's based in Italy. And
sure.
What do they make, manufacture, and sell?
Yeah, we're based in Bologna, Italy, up in the what they call the motor country, where high-end motor vehicles are manufactured, such as Lamborghini and Maserati. We are actually a manufacturer of aftermarket parts, mostly for combines. The Malone family started the company in the mid-1970s, making parts for combines, and then diversified a little bit into some other types of agricultural parts. And we've been selling here in the United States for about 10 years or so, and I've been representing them for about 3 years.
And what's it like? I mean, what's it like to be a manufacturer's rep for a company that's based outside of the United States? How does that work with regard to communication? Just all of that stuff. I mean, it's far different if you're working for a company and your office is in, say, Moline, Illinois, rather than having an office in Wisconsin working for a company in Italy. How does all that, what's the logistics of something like that?
Well, you got to learn to get up a little early. We have a lot of early morning meetings via Zoom or Skype, and they're about 7 hours difference from us here. And they, you know, they realize our customers go home at 5 or 6 at night, and you know, we're not up at 4 a.m. working either. So it's interesting, kind of a, this is my first go at representing a company outside the United States. You know, I think we do a nice job with communications, you know, with customers. Sometimes we have to work a little bit later at night or a little bit earlier in the morning, but that's what we have to do to take care of our customers here and obviously go after new ones.
Sure. So tell us a little bit about during the pandemic, and now hopefully we're getting past that somewhat. How has business been for AgriParts?
Actually, business has been very good. I think with the you know, the currency situation between the United States and Europe, you know, the dollar is still strong, and it seems like a lot of customers we're dealing with dealers around the kind of upper Midwest is where our customer base is, and their replacement parts business is good. I'm not sure on the other side of it how much capital equipment they're selling out there, but I foresee the next couple of years the replacement parts business in agriculture being very strong here in the United States.
Yeah, I would imagine so. This is the word that we've been getting from many agricultural dealers and distributors all across the United States, saying that they have had an excellent year in 2020, and so far 2021 is also shaping up to be pretty good as the price of corn rebounds and some other commodities. People are seemingly having a good business. Now, your customer is who, John Danielson? I mean, who would you sell AgriParts parts to?
We're targeting customers that would be selling parts directly to farmers. We would call them a distributor or a dealer. They handle replacement parts for anything from a piece of hay equipment to a combine. And as far as parts go, anything from a highly engineered machine gearbox that we're selling to a tire or a rim for a farm tractor.
Got it. Tell us a little bit about, you know, supply chain issues. You're getting parts in from Italy. As I understand it, the issue with regard to container ships, etc., coming from across the Atlantic is not quite as dire as what it's been across the Pacific. Is there any accuracy to that statement, or how have you found supply chain work?
Yeah, I would agree with you with that statement, Michael. I represent another company that imports from China, and we've had a couple container ships out in the either Port of Los Angeles or Long Beach that have been sitting out there for a month waiting to come into the port.
Yeah.
As far as anything from Europe goes, it seems like the supply chain is still good. I guess we'll just have to see where that takes us. But there's also a shortage of containers out there from what I can tell. As far as, you know, so many people have been shipping so many things over here, there's just not enough containers to go around the world right now.
That's what I understand. And to your point about ships being docked outside of the port of Los Angeles, some have been there for months. And
yes,
it's a number of things that are going on. From our understanding, we've had several reports on this. One is that there aren't enough laborers to unload the ships, not enough warehouse space, and then not enough truck drivers out there to get the products to wherever the destination is. So it's a multifaceted issue. And, you know, when you spend money on infrastructure, it's not very sexy, but it's so necessary.
Correct.
Yeah. John Danielson, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is a manufacturer's representative for a company called AgriParts based in Bologna, Italy. Let me ask you about the Italian situation. You know, early on in the pandemic, Italy was a mess with regard to COVID-19. How have the folks over there grappled with that, and how did it impact agribusiness, if you know?
Definitely. We've had a lot of discussions with the Malone family, the owners of AgriParts, about how they were handling the pandemic within their own business. They were still considered essential over there, so they didn't shut down completely. They did have some employee issues with the coronavirus, but that's been resolved. But as far as obviously they were locked down pretty tight over in Italy, as far as not even be able to go outside, I guess, at points.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that being, you know, pretty much over with now, but, you know, there could be another spike. Who knows?
Was there any positive opportunities when it came to the pandemic? And I've talked to several people who have now reimagined how they service and sell and work within utilizing all kinds of technology today that they may not have used in prior years. Have you seen any of that? Have there been good opportunities that have come out of what we've been through?
Oh, yeah, I think there has been. As far as business travel goes, I guess I would say, talking to the guys over at AgriParts, they're obviously shut down their business travel, I would say, completely, at least in 2020. And it's coming back a little bit. But, you can do a lot of things now over Zoom, over Skype meetings. You don't have to be in front of that customer, weekly or monthly. And obviously travel expenses are very high sometimes. And, if you can do it via phone or electronic means, I think we've come to the realization that that's the way to go.
Yeah, it truly is, John Danielson. And we have employed that. I mean, that's what we're doing right now. You're in Wisconsin. I'm here in central part of Iowa doing the show. And, it's just the way that we do that. And it has opened up opportunities for many of us to have these discussions worldwide and kind of cut down on that travel. It's always nice to see somebody. And I know several people who have who confessed that they have become chatty Cathys or chatty Johns just when they're in front of somebody because, they haven't had that opportunity to speak to somebody in person for such a long time. Our guest is John Danielson, ladies and gentlemen, a manufacturer's representative for AgriParts, a company that is based in Italy, selling worldwide. I'm going to switch hats here for just a moment. And you have recently become a member of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, NTPDA. It's an amalgamation of individuals who, they tear apart tractors and combines and planters and all kinds of things and then fix up those old parts and then resell them to agriculturalists, farmers and ranchers all over the United States, all over the world, actually. And then it's also made up of associate members, individual organizations, businesses that then sell products to the regular members for retail sales. And recently, AgriParts became a member of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. So I'm going to ask you why.
Yeah, we joined NTPA for short. For the networking opportunities, majority of our customers here in the upper Midwest are members of the organization, and we got some good feedback from them. And then also we'd like to broaden our horizons as far as our business opportunities outside the upper Midwest, the south part of the United States, the southwestern, and also the eastern part of the United States are kind of target markets we're looking at going forward. Looks like they have a nice trade show and in Kansas City in January, and we'll be attending that and look forward to getting our feet wet with NTPA.
Yeah, and the organization really is quite remarkable. Our firm has been a member of that for at least 20 years, and I will tell you that it's a great bunch of individuals. They are really dedicated to their business and the association, and to your point, having the opportunity to put your goods and services in front of members of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association at their annual conference, which is held each January, except for last year we were supposed to have been in Nashville, but that got sidelined for obvious reasons. But this is a return, if you will, to the trade show and annual meeting. It'll be held in January in 2022. So we would welcome you John Danielson. We look forward to meeting you in person and helping you navigate what is the NTPDA. John, thanks so very much for spending time with us. I really do appreciate it. It is always interesting to find out how people are doing business. Final question for you before I let you go. You mentioned the currency situation. And for folks that may not know, how does a strong dollar help or hinder when we come into importing goods and services?
Well, I think that the strong dollar makes doing business between, obviously, Italy and the United States a little easier. You know, we're also competing against people, for instance, in China, where the currency may not be as strong as, you know, the European market. And just the ease of doing business between the, you know, two countries.
Sure. Strong dollar does then help, depending on who you're doing business with and where.
Right.
Our guest has been John Danielson, manufacturer's representative for AgriParts. He is based out of Wisconsin, doing business in the upper Midwest, and has an eye toward the East Coast, the South, the Southwest, and other points of delivery within the United States. Thank you so much for spending time with us, John.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Be glad to come back on the show another time.
That's the voice of John Danielson, a manufacturer's representative for AgriParts. He's located in Wisconsin. The company he works for, AgriParts, is located in Italy. And yes, we will have links to their site on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for John Danielson, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.